Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Just want to stop right now as we get started and thank Sister Charlene McDowell for singing that song that was on my heart for so long. We'll talk about that later. Right now, welcome everyone to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Via Get 'em Radio. Amen. Amen. We have Pastor Mom here with us. And she's going to open us up with a word of prayer. This is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Pastor Mom?
Okay. Holy Father, we come to you this moment with thanksgiving in our hearts this morning, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just bringing us and giving us good memories this morning. Thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Lead us in a hallelujah. You know we need you. We need you all the way, Lord. We thank you and we praise your holy name, y'all. And we just thank you, Lord, for just being with us and standing by us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Lord, and we just thank you for giving us good praise and giving us good songs, Lord. We just thank you. We praise your holy name. Give us a holy name, Lord. Lord, take care. Take care of our president. Lead us along the way. And Lord, just take care of all of us that's on this program this morning. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 95 in the King James Version. We're going to be reading together Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we're going to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And all that's the King James. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. And so what we usually do at church is we go around and you say who the Lord is to you. Just one statement, like, Lord, you are my strong creator. Lord, you are the Lord Most High. Lord, you are my banner. Whoever the Lord is to you, is he your healer? Just make one statement and say who the Lord is. Press your number one key if you'd like to do that. Okay? Just real quick, we're just going to go past. Just press your number one key. First, Pastor Mom's going to say who the Lord is to her.
The Lord is my provider.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. And I say, the Lord is my peace, hallelujah. Press your number one key if you want to say it. We're just going to do this real quick. Thank you, thank you. Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you?
My strength.
Amen, amen, thank you, praise God. Minister Rachel?
He's my keeper.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, he is. He's our strength. He's our keeper. He's our provider. Hallelujah. He is the Lord Most High. He's our peace. Amen. Area code 314-315. I'm going to open your line. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is this you, Miss Dora?
Yes.
I mean, Cleora.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is. Hallelujah. My light and my salvation. And then what we're going to do is go down the list, because it's something about telling the Lord who he is that causes his presence to just show up everywhere, all around you, and that's what we need. Okay, so we have a nice little list. We're going to just go down that list. Lord, you are our strong creator. You are the Lord Most High. You are the Lord my master. You are the Lord my banner. You are the Lord my healer. You are the everlasting God. You can also, you guys can repeat this after us, right there at your home. Just repeat what we're saying right there in your home. You are the everlasting God. You are the God who sees. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord my shepherd. You are the Lord our righteousness. You are the Lord our peace. You are the Lord our sword. You are the jealous God. You are the Lord my help. You are the Lord our Father. You are the Lord our judge. You are the Lord, my light. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God. You are the Lord who is with us. You are the God that forgave, and you are the Lord, my provider. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And now we have some declarations. And we were talking about these declarations, how the Lord gave these to us the beginning of the year. And he was saying, say these declarations. Now, this is before COVID-19 was known to us. And we were saying these declarations. So we're going to say a couple of them today and just, you know, repeat after us as we say them. First of all, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So when you say these declarations, when we say them, we know that these words are established. They are established. Hallelujah. You know, the world says they're in stone. Hallelujah. They're better than in stone. Amen. And it says, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Also, Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So when we say these declarations, they are based on the word of God, and they will stand, what? Forever. Hallelujah. So repeat these declarations after us. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper. For I am like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. That's from Isaiah 54:17 and Psalms 1, verse 3. And we're going to read declaration number 2. Now, this one, I was so blessed. You know, we were reading it, we meant it. And now it really even means more during this COVID-19 virus. Okay, let's read number 2, Pastor Mom.
Christ
has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. That comes from Galatians 3:13. Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Now let me say this as we go further. I believe it started on last Wednesday. I had something going on in my body, and I thank God, hallelujah, that the declarations were said in advance in the name of Jesus. I thank God for all who prayed for me and who gave me direction and instruction by the Spirit of the Lord, because I would not be speaking right now. I went through a bout of laryngitis starting on Wednesday. My voice sounds wonderful now. Even up to yesterday, it wasn't sounding well. My voice was squeaking up and squeaking down, and it seemed like it was making chords on the inside, and I could hardly speak. But God, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank God for this word that has been established. It said, I forbid any malfunction in my body. And that was including in my throat in the name of Jesus. And I thank God. I just praise his holy name for being able to speak speak. It's something when you don't have your voice, y'all. It is really something. And so I just thank God. He is my healer. Hallelujah. He's your healer. He's our healer. And we give him all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I have several songs queued up here, and I'm just following the leading of the Lord. There's a song that a lady in our building, she loves this song, and she sings it like hardly anybody else that I know. Her name is Miss Maddie. And so I ran across this song, and so we're going to play it this morning and just praise God. The name of the song is an old school song, but it still works. It's called God Has Smiled on Me. And that's a good thing to know right now with what we're going through, is that God is still and yet smiling on us. Hallelujah.
Set me free. God has smiled on me. Sure been good to me. He is the cause of all my joy. Filled me with his love. Everything I need, ooh, he sends it down from up above. Hallelujah, God. God has smiled on me. He has said, be free. A lamp unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you. Oh, but to me he's my all in all. Thank you, Jesus.
God,
oh God, oh God. You've been smiling on me. Oh, you set me free. I believe we ought to say it one more time. God has. Oh, yeah. Been smiling on me. Fed me when I was hungry. You've been a friend. when I was alone. You put bread on my table. Lord, you've been good to me. Ooh, you've been good to me, Lord. Surely been good to me. Surely been good to me. Lord, you've been good to me. Lord, you've been good to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's been good to us. Glory to God. Even through what's going on right now, he has been so good to us. I was reading about the people in India, and there are some who work like maybe 150, 200 miles from home, and they were working in hotels and, you know, in different places, you know, young people who had gotten there by train or some kind of public transportation. And then when everything shut down in India, they had nowhere to go except to go back home. No trains were running. And many of them are walking from the city where they were working back to the country, and 150, 200 miles just walking on foot. God's been good to us. Hallelujah. And we lift them up in prayer, all of them who have nothing, nowhere to go in the city and have to walk all the way back home. We lift them up and we just pray for strength for them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I couldn't help but think how good God has been to us. Amen. We're on this shut-in or lockdown, but, hey, we can go to our beds and lay down. We got a house. We could close the door and be in our house, our apartment, or wherever we are. We got telephones. We got internet. We got TV. Hallelujah. More than anything, we got the Word of God. We can spend time with the Lord. Hallelujah. We got food. Most of us got food that we can eat. God's been good to us. Hallelujah. He's been so good. Hallelujah. So just, I'm sure y'all have thought about this, but just stop a moment and just thank God for being so good. He's so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to play one more song here that, this has also just been running around in my heart. My help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. So everything we got came from him. My help comes from the Lord. Amen.
Right. Pastor Mom and little old bitty sister. That's a big sister in God.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. So that pain left you, that muscle spasm left in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, two of them. I think I got two of them. And the lady downstairs said, well, you got two legs. I said, well, I ain't never had no two at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah. That you were able to lay hands on yourself. Glory
to
God.
No, I just dislodged each leg. Yeah.
Yeah, and he gave you, as you said, he gave you two hands for both of those legs. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
to lay hands on, praise God.
She was at the mailbox because I was having myself a time downstairs in the lobby, waiting
Amen.
On the elevator, you know. But we are somebody in God, and
yes,
he
ma'am.
Loved us. He gave you and your mother. Because you're really good to us here. We need
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Miss Annie. You're so encouraging. God bless you.
I'm coming
you
downstairs
so
and get that list, that declaration, and bring it upstairs.
Say that again.
I'm coming down to your apartment and get the declaration that you pass out. Oh, that's necessary. What you do is necessary.
Yes, ma'am.
Because suppose
yes,
I didn't know the word.
Thank you. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to get on it, too, and make some copies and put them down there. Because we need these.
I love you, love you.
We need
sure,
to declare
right.
and decree some things, establish some things. Glory
sure,
to God.
Right.
Over ourselves and over this place, too. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Annie. God bless you.
God bless you and Pastor Mom.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Do you want to share anything? Just press your number one key. And just wanted you all to know, in case some of you don't know, that Pastor Mom and I are in a senior apartment building in St. Louis. And that's where we have our church service every Sunday. We usually have it in the chapel. But now Pastor Mom and I are in our apartment sitting in the living room. Hallelujah. Amen, and doing this broadcast. And we wanted to keep church service going, even though we're not able to have it in the building. But we have over 200 seniors in this building. It's called the Heritage House. So you can keep us lifted up in prayer, you know, and we're praying too in here as well. Hallelujah. They say that we are the most vulnerable. And I say we are protected by the Lord. The Lord is our keeper. Hallelujah. He's our shade upon our right hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just got a prayer request that just came in today from my sister Mary. She said that her friend's mom is in ICU right now with the COVID virus. With the coronavirus. So we're going to stop right here and just pray for her friend's mom. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, we just lift up Mary's friend's mom to you, Lord God. You know exactly who she is. You know where she is. You know what's going on with her. So, Lord God, we send your word right now. Your word of and thank you all for joining in prayer as we're praying right now. We all join together. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you sent your word and they were healed. We're sending your word right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you are rising over her with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. There have been ones who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, they've been diagnosed, and they're still alive. So we thank you, Lord God, even though she's been diagnosed, that she's still alive and that she will not have any of the symptoms that they say go along with it in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And then I'm just thinking of there was a woman, I think she was in her 80s. She had the symptoms for, I think, 4 days. She lost appetite. They had her on a respirator. They were ready to say that she was gone. They were asking family members to come see her one at a time so that she could die, because they knew she was going to die. And one of the family members brought her in some potato soup, because that's what she usually likes if she gets sick. She ate that potato soup, and she's alive today. So, Lord God, we know that no matter what it looks like, you are a keeper. You have the last say on whatever's going on. So we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you heal the friend's mom right now in Jesus' name, and then others who are going through this, Lord God. We believe that as fast as this coronavirus came, that it will leave. And we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, thank you all. If you have anything else that you wanted to say, you can still press your number one key for the next few moments, because we're going to talk about giving, tithes, and offerings. Now, if you're part of this church, we've been feeding you by the Spirit of the Lord, then tithes go here. Hallelujah. If you have another church, please let your tithes go there, but you can give offerings here. So what we're doing now is if you have checks, you can make the check out to ESLCCC, which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also send it via Cash App. Now, I know a lot of the kids do Cash App. You may have a Cash App. So we do as well, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. Hallelujah. So you can send it via Cash App as well. If you're here in the building, several people did this last week. They just came up, put their offerings in an envelope, and slid it under the door. That'll work. Praise God. If you're not here and you want to send a check, you would send it to East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Make it payable to ESLCCC and send it to 2800 Olive Street, Apartment 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So we want to pray, do our prayer for finances now, Pastor Mom and I. This is another thing that the Lord gave us at the beginning of the year. And so we're going to say this prayer for finances, and we're saying it over you and ourselves as well. Let's pray, Mom. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me, and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. I pray that I will learn to live free of burdensome debt. Where I have not been wise, bring restoration and give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find it easy to give to you and to others as you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. Help me make good decisions as to how I spend. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid well for what I do, and may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, we thank you for each and every person that gives tithes and offerings in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you just, those who tithe, Lord, we thank you that your word says you will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that's too much for us to receive, and you will rebuke the devourer for our sakes in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, for the offerings in the name of Jesus. You said, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And so, Lord God, we just thank you and praise you for that, Lord. And we always thank you for the Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11 blessing. Thank you for making us a thousandfold more, hallelujah, than we are right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. I just, suddenly as I was praying Deuteronomy 1, 10, and 11, I thought about this package or these checks that are going out to the adults and children in America, and that the smallest amount for adults is $1,000, and I just kind of thought about that thousandfold blessing in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I in the past I've thought about how $2 trillion or $1 trillion or $2 trillion that's going to go out. This is a wealth transfer. Hallelujah. We've been talking about a wealth transfer for years. Well, this right here is a wealth transfer. And we praise God for transferring that wealth. And as he gives it to us, that we will know how to spend it. And how to spend it wisely. Hallelujah. What to do with what he puts into our hands. Amen. Amen. So we give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the word today. The Lord has given us a word, and that word is we are the church. Hallelujah. You heard that song in the beginning. Some of you heard the song in the beginning. I think I'm going to play it one more time before we go into the word. I don't think the Lord has ever had me to preach a song before. I mean, I have scriptures and everything. But this song just really and truly blessed me. I'm going to say the words, and then I'm going to play the song again. This is a song, it kept rolling around and rolling around in my head. And I heard it a long time ago. And it's called, I Am the Church, You Are the Church, We Are the Church Together. Hallelujah. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. The church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is a people. We're many kinds of people with many kinds of faces, all colors and all ages too, from all times and places. Sometimes the church is marching. Sometimes it's bravely burning. Sometimes it's running. Sometimes it's riding. Sometimes hiding, always it's learning. And when the people gather, there's singing and there's praying, there's laughing and there's crying. Sometimes all of it is saying, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. And the last stanza is, at Pentecost, some people received the Holy Spirit and told the good news through the world to all who would hear it. And the refrain again is, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. We're going to play that song and then we'll get into the word. Now, she's not going to do all of the stanzas. And by the way, this is Sister McDowell, Sister Charlene McDowell, who who's singing. I told her about the song and sent her the word, sent her a copy of the song, and she just made it her own. Glory to God. That's exactly what I wanted her to do. And it just, it's such a blessing. Also, the song was written by Richard K. Avery and Donald Marsh back in 1972. They're a couple of Protestant ministers. One is a minister. I think the other one was a deacon. And so we're going to play that song now. I Am the Church.
Almost exactly 100 years ago,
when the Spanish flu was going all around, and they had to close up the churches at that time as well. But, hey, hallelujah, we're still here. Glory to God, we are still here. Even though doors can close, we are still here because I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Hallelujah. Matthew 16, verses 15 through 20 says, He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Now, this is Jesus talking. Who do you say that I am? Verse 16, And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 17, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18 says, And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19, And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Amen, amen. So it's so much we could focus on here today, but what we're looking at is that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doors may be closed, but the church is still going on. Glory to God. We're still having church. Hallelujah. Two or more have gathered together in his name, even on this line today. So there he is in the midst. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I love even, you know, what he said to Peter, that he said, you know, after he had said, Who do you say that I am? And then Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that flesh and blood had not revealed this, but our Father who is in heaven. And then he went on and said, and Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of interpretations that have been said about, is Peter the rock? Is God the rock? Well, the And I'm just going to put in Barbecue-Z translation on here that the rock is the word, and that he and the word are one. And that word was that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Hallelujah. When we know who he is, you know, when we know that you are the Christ, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, then we become the church. Hallelujah. When we receive him as Lord and Savior, we become the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And back to the song, you know, the church is not a building. The church is not a steeple. The church is not a resting place. The church is the people. Amen. So we know that we call it church. We call the building church. But when the building is no longer there and we can't go into the building, we are still the church. Hallelujah. And the church is all over. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It looks like we're just kind of scattered about now because we can't even go in and meet in the church. But, hey, as the kids say, don't get it twisted. God is still God, and God is still moving in each and every one of us as the church. We are the church. Hallelujah. And in the church, there's many kinds of people, many different faces, all kinds of colors, all over the place. Hallelujah. We are the church. And we have to remember that, that we are the church. And the way we really remember it is to remember who he is. Who do you say he is? And this is pretty crucial at this point. Amen, because we are scattered all over. So Sister So-and-so's faith that we've been kind of leaning on, you know, if I just can get to church on Sunday and see Sister So-and-so, praise the Lord, I'm good for the week. But we have to realize that we are the church. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the church. In John 14, which is one of my favorite scriptures, I have so many favorites. But John 14, verse 19 and 20. John 14, verse 19 and 20. This was Jesus talking, and he was talking before he knew he was going to be crucified. And so he had to set some things in order. He had to let the disciples know who they were in him. He had to make sure that they knew, so that they would know that they were indeed the church. Amen. So John 14, verse 19 says, this is Jesus talking, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. In verse 20 it says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That's the church right there. Hallelujah. Jesus in his Father, and he in us, and us in him. That's the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you don't have the Father, you don't have Jesus without the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we have the fullness of the Godhead on the inside of us. Glory to God. We are the church. Somebody just say out loud where you are. I am the church. I am the church. Hallelujah. I am the church. Amen. And then going back to Matthew 16, where it says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So whatever the enemy throws at us, hallelujah, even at this time, it won't prevail against the church. Hallelujah, because the church is here. Glory to God. The church is here. We are the church. Say it again to yourself. I am the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the church is the best thing going on in the earth. Hey, hallelujah. It's so good to be able to talk. Amen. I was telling y'all earlier that I went through a bout of laryngitis, and I haven't really talked in 3 days. Hallelujah. And this is really the first full time I've spoken. And to bring the word, it's a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, I'm loving it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But, you know, the church is the best thing going on in the earth. Sometimes we look at church and we look at the building and we look at what goes on inside the building. And sometimes the church looks like a ragtag bunch of dry bones or something. You know, and there was a time where people were talking about the church, you know, so bad, you know, this gossiping, backbiting, slander, you know, cheating and people trying to get your money and all kinds of stuff talking about the church. But I'll tell you the truth, the church is the best thing going on in the earth. And the reason why is in Ephesians 2:27. It says that he might present it to himself. We're talking about Jesus here. That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So Jesus is coming back for us, y'all. Hallelujah. He's coming back for a glorious church. He's not going to be taking the steeple with him. He's not going to be taking brick and mortar with him. He's not taking the building with the door that's been shut. He's not taking that. He's taking us. Hallelujah. Say to yourself, I am the church. Yes, we are the church together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the church. We are the glorious church that he's coming back to get. So we're the best thing going on earth. We may not look like we're going to look when he comes to get us. Because when he comes to get us, he's going to present us to himself without spot, without wrinkle, without any such thing. Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we're the church together. Hallelujah. And you may not even know how to be the church. So just ask the Lord right now. Because, see, we're so used to being the church in the church. You know, we're so used to being the usher, you know, being the greeter, being the deacon, inside the church. But what about now? What about now? So pray this prayer and just say, Lord, repeat after me, Lord,
show me how
to be your church for such a time as this. Amen. Amen. Ask him to show you. I mean, seriously, ask him to show you how to be the church. Because really, I asked him, I said, God, what? You know, we can't have the service downstairs in the chapel. You know, what? I can stand at the door and say only 10 people can come in. But what? What do I do to be the church? Hallelujah. And that's what he said to me. He said, with this, now, do it on Get 'Em Radio. Make it easy for the people in the building. We could have done it on Facebook Live, but the people in this building just needed to be able to pick up a telephone and call. That's why we're calling the church by phone. You know, yes, this is still Get 'Em Radio. It's recorded. It's a podcast. People can go back and listen to it. But for these people that the Lord has placed us with right now, we knew just a simple phone number with no PIN, no code, you know, would be just the thing for them at this time. And that's what he's told us so far. Hallelujah. We know he's going to say other things, but that's what he has said to us. So ask him, what is he saying to you? Hallelujah. How can you be the church right now? Hallelujah. Because you are the church. Let the church be the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I want to stop right here just in case you're not sure that you are the church. Like, I hear you, but I'm not sure that I'm the church. Well, if you can't remember a point in time when you received Jesus as Lord and Savior, this is a good time for you to receive him and be the church. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, what we say at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we say John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. And John 3:16 is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Romans 10:9 tells you exactly what you need to do to be saved. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So what we do every Sunday is we pray the prayer of salvation. Now, you really only have to pray it one time, but we pray it every Sunday, and the reason why is, well, this is what we were saying before. We said, you know, what you need to do is be ready. Hallelujah. Be ready for somebody to be saved. You may be locked in with somebody. You may be shut in with them right now, and they don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I'm saying that now, but what we used to say was Sunday may not come for people. If you're thinking about just bringing them to church, now I'm trying to say the church may not even be open on Sunday. Hallelujah. And it's not right now. So it's important that we all know how to lead somebody to Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you don't know those scriptures from memory, learn them. John 3:16, Romans 10:9-10. There's other scriptures that you can learn, but if you get those two under your belt, hallelujah, meditate on them, let God minister to you about them, then you'll be ready to lead somebody to Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray a prayer. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a good time to know that you are saved and that you are indeed the church. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. And God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Show me your ways. And help me to follow you. And now I know. According to the Bible, I'm saved. I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I think I know everybody on this line, but if you have not prayed that prayer before, this is your first time praying it, press your number one key. Now, Miss Annie and Minister Rachel, press your number one key right now so that you're off the board. Right now it looks like you got your hand up. So thank you. Thank you. Miss Annie, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. So if anyone has prayed that prayer for the first time, just press your number one key. We're not going to open a line for you, but we're just going to pray over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we just thank you for those who have prayed that prayer for the first time. We thank you, Lord Father God, that you have saved them today, Lord. There may be ones who are listening to this in the future. That prayer is still a good prayer, even if it's 2030 or 2040. Hallelujah. That's still a good prayer. Glory to God. And you were born again after praying that prayer, that simple prayer. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord God, that you help them to learn more of you in your word, Lord God. Let them be the church. Hallelujah. Thank you that they are the church. Hallelujah. And that the church will go to church. And we give you praise for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to close today with just telling you giving you some announcements here as we close. If you have any comments that you'd like to make or a prayer request, you can press your number one key. And when we finish with our letting you know the announcements, then we'll open the line for you. Hallelujah. So now next week is the first Sunday. Hallelujah. The first Sunday is April the 5th. It is also Palm Sunday. Hello, already. when I saw that, I was like, oh, my goodness. That means that the week after that is Easter or Resurrection Sunday. So we will be having Palm Sunday service in the name of Jesus. We will be having that. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Glory to God. We will be having that, and we'll be having communion. So on next Sunday, have your communion elements ready. And we will be having communion next Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. And then just to let you know that, okay, of course, we're having Easter service that next Sunday. But then on Monday, this Monday coming up, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So we will be doing a Bible study on tomorrow at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Glory, hallelujah. So join us. And we are doing, she's going to do my favorite. It's going to be a rerun that we've done before, but it is my favorite. I love to hear it. It's called The Brook, The Bag, and The Sling, and it talks about David and Goliath from the perspective of the stones that, you know, the stones that he had in the bag. So it's The Brook, The Bag, and The Sling, and it's such a blessing. So hopefully you can come on tomorrow at 12 noon, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's the same phone number, area code 516-418-5699. Okay, then on Tuesday, this is another thing that the Lord has laid on my heart just this past week, about what I could do, what he wanted me to do. And that was on Tuesdays at 2 p.m., we are praying in tongues. Tuesday at 2 p.m., we are praying in tongues for 1 hour. And I was thinking that's probably why the enemy was trying to retaliate against me to take my voice for 3 days. Because of that, but hey, I'm still going to do it because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I am the church, and I'm just going to continue to do what the Lord says do. Hallelujah. For he has healed me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So that's going to be on Tuesday. We'll be praying for 1 hour in tongues, and then we're going to Habakkuk 2:1, which says we're going to wait to hear what the Lord says. So we wait to hear what he says after we finish praying in tongues. And it was just awesome last week. We did get some words from the Lord, and one that I can tell you offhand or right off the top of my head that I recall is, he said, medical miracles. So we can expect to see medical miracles. Hallelujah. And he just really loved on us and let us know that, yes, he is still with us, not leaving us nor forsaking us. Hallelujah. So then this Thursday coming up, we have the Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And we air from, starting at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And what we're going to do beginning on Thursday, because we'll be in April by then, so beginning on Thursday, we will be doing tag team preaching. Hallelujah. So So the Lord just laid on my heart, this is a good time to do tag team preaching. This is a good time to do tag team preaching because so many people are at home and you're getting good words from the Lord and you're on fire, hallelujah, and you can preach, amen. So starting on this Thursday, for the next four Thursdays or so, you'll be able to come on Get 'Em Radio or call this number, which is area code 516-418-5699. You'll be able to come on and bring a topic with you for the first Thursday. We may give you topics after this. But that first Thursday, come on with a topic. And, you know, you can state your topic, and then you can preach for 5 minutes. And then we'll go to the next person, hallelujah, that's in line. And that's how we're going to do that. We haven't done it this year. I believe we did it last year for the first time. And, wow, did we have a good time. I mean, and people were bringing just a good word. And sometimes, a lot of times, the words kind of went with each other. And people hadn't even talked about it with each other. So what a blessing. So think about that on this Thursday. Call 516-418-5699. Be ready with your word and be ready to minister, hallelujah, for 5 minutes. So have your scripture and have your word ready. And we look forward to you coming on Get 'Em Radio. Okay, and then since we're going into April, the second Wednesday of every month we have prophetic healing and with the healing community. So we come on and we pray for people to be healed over the air. Last year, about 80 people got, there were about 80 healings last year. So I'm telling you, God does heal over the phone. Praise God. I mean, miraculous healings. People were in some serious pain, and we've even prayed for people outside of the country who were healed. So God is reaching out, and he is touching people and bringing healing, health, and wholeness. Amen, amen. So I think that's all of our announcements, but we just want to remind you again, next Sunday, bring have your communion elements there with you, amen. Get your grape juice or grape something, and get your piece of bread, and just be ready, amen, amen, hallelujah. I see Miss Annie, you have pressed your number one key. Anyone else you want to make a comment, and or you have a prayer request? We'll do that, and then we'll be ready to close. Have Pastor Mom close us out. Miss Annie?
I'm enjoying it. So you got everything I want you to be saying. I'm having myself a time. Can you live
Amen.
In my same building? I got you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. You're very encouraging, Miss Annie. We appreciate
you.
Yeah,
you ain't seen nothing yet. I appreciate you and Pastor Mom. You know it, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
God bless everybody on the line. Remember, we are the church, and that's why we're still on earth. Hey, that's all right. Everybody praise.
Hey, hallelujah. And when it's time to go, we're going to go together because we are the church.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Mm. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you, Miss Annie. You know we love you. You have a blessed day.
Girl, I love everybody. I can't help it. I got to can't help it. So I love everybody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Mom, any last comments you want to make? And then you can close us out in prayer.
I think the last comments was good. The message was good today for the church. We are the church.
Amen.
And I think, so now I close. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now dismissed.
Amen. We are now dismissed. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And have a blessed day. And we're going to end with I Am the Church. And this is our new theme song for this broadcast. I Am the Church. Amen. Have a blessed day.
I am the Church.